Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Pella Community Ambulance, Greg Higginbotham, joins us on today's program to look back at the year 2020 for the service. Well, Greg, it's been another interesting year, and it's certainly in the world of medicine and in emergency response with COVID-19. You recently released your numbers for the year 2020. First of all, let our listeners know the number of calls you went on in 2020 and what, if any, impact COVID-19 had on those.
Actually, had a huge impact on us, Andrew. Our numbers for the year, we were down 86 from the year before. We ran 1,739. In 2019, we ran 1,825. So it's 86 numbers less than what we did. And it was really impacted most by 4 months, February, March, April, and May, when everybody was talking about COVID and the scare was really big and they closed down schools and everything. That's when we were hit the hardest, and we were actually behind last year's numbers by over 150 runs by the end of May last year. And then we ended up, the rest of the year started to pick back up, and we ended up catching up and only being 86 numbers behind what we were the year before. But yeah, that 4 month period hit us pretty hard.
Well, and what is interesting is COVID had, as you said, the effect of keeping people home, so less car crashes, less kinds of medical emergencies and things like that in March and April. But it looks like the numbers took a big uptick in the fall in correspondence with that increase in cases in COVID-19. Is that what you were seeing out there, more COVID patients?
Yeah. In fact, back in October and November, almost every patient we had was COVID. Those 2 months alone were all COVID. In fact, those 2 months, our transfer numbers out of the hospital were down. So we were doing less transfers out of town, but we were doing more 911 here in town. So, in fact, November was our record month. We had 179 runs. That was the record we've had for 1 month of runs. So, and I think we only had 18% transfers where we normally are at 30%.
Well, how has that impacted your staff? I know that's one thing we've really talked about, how these numbers correspond with the number of people you have, both paid, whether it's full-time, part-time, or volunteer. How has COVID-19 impacted you and the way that they have to respond and just basically numbers? Because I imagine that when COVID cases go up, that also affects your people and your population.
It's been had a huge effect on us this year. I've got several staff members that fall in the category of being highly susceptible for COVID. And so those members took a step back this year. So we were actually had less people able to respond. And then I had a small amount of people that were doing all the runs. So it was a huge impact, a huge thing on them. And then just the way we run COVID runs, the way the gear we have to put on, the way that we have to decontaminate takes so much more time than what we used to do. So it's taking a huge effect on our crews.
Well, and it seems again like we've entered a little bit of a calm after that surge in November. As we start the new year and as we enter flu season and as we enter the cold months where you have a lot of slips and falls and all those other kinds of things, what are the ways that you're preparing for that uptick in activity again? And, what are the ways that you and your staff are going to be ready for that, knowing that COVID probably is not done yet and you've got those other factors coming into play?
One of the cool things we've got is that I just finished up an EMT class where I had 20 students that all graduated from class, and now they're getting nationally certified. And a majority of those are going to come and work for us or either other services in the county. And so we're looking for a huge influx in members here in the next month or two as they get oriented and get on the trucks. And then we've perfected the way we respond to COVID now, and everybody's used to it, and they're getting used to the extra PPE. So we're becoming more efficient on our runs, and it's not as bad as what it was for a while there. So, we're hoping that we've seen the worst of COVID, but we're prepared that if it's not, we're ready to go again.
Well, and I know we talked about this basically back in November, but another reassurance that regardless if it's COVID or the flu, or like I said, slips and falls or issues with the snow and injuries and things like that. You're still available 24/7, and you're still available with a strong staff. And I know that that's been a big push for people, is to remind people 911 services are always available.
Yep. In fact, the state tracks our response times and all those kinds of numbers. And I get a quarterly report from the state, and we just got our fourth quarter report from the state. And what was nice was the state average for response time was 3 minutes. And Pella, for the first time, was below the average, and we were at 2.6 minutes. So, you know, I'm very proud of my crew and the fact that they get out there and they respond, and we're providing the best care possible.
Once again, that was Pella Community Ambulance Director Greg Higginbotham. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcast, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.